Good morning, Greg. How are you doing?
I'm fine, Mitch. Thank you for inviting me here.
Thanks for being on the show and happy International Jazz Day to you.
It is indeed International Jazz Day on the 30th of April.
Oh, okay. So it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow, that's right. Yeah. That's right, yes.
So tell us, I mean, you obviously are a big fan of jazz. What do you love about it and what do people love about jazz, do you think?
Oh, that's a very, very good question. I love jazz because it's something that touched me at a very early age. I remember seeing Louis Armstrong on TV when I was 3 years old. It was just him blowing his trumpet with his white handkerchief by his side, and I thought this was fantastic. Why other people love jazz, I don't know. But certainly a lot of people do love jazz, and International Jazz Day is being celebrated across 190 countries. So I think that's testimony to the spread of jazz, and the reason why the United Nations founded the day anyway, because in answer to your question as to why people like jazz, the United Nations recognized that jazz is a music that cuts across all genres, all cultures rather, all ages, and both genders.
So it's an action.
All genders, rather. And so, therefore, they thought in 2011 we'll have an International Jazz Day to celebrate the diversity of jazz across the globe, and they pronounced 30th of April as the date.
So it's an actual United Nations kind of backed thing.
Absolutely. So every International Jazz Day has a host city. In the past, Tokyo has been one, Istanbul has been another, and this year it's Washington, D.C.
Wow.
So Greg Poppleton and the Bakelite Broadcasters has the first official event tonight, April 29th, by a fluke of time and early. This is a pure fluke, but it's an official event. The final event is in Washington, D.C. on Saturday night, and it features Herbie Hancock, who is the patron of International Jazz Day, a whole slew of jazz stars, including Australia's own James Morrison, and it will be attended by Michelle and Barack Obama, so a huge to-do.
Fantastic. Now, you're going to be part of some special celebrations happening tonight at the Avoca Beach Picture House, and you're going to be playing with your fabulous band, but also going to be screening a film, the 1957 jazz film Pal Joey. What's that film about?
Ah, now, some people may be thinking, why a 1920s, 30s band and then a 1957 film?
Mm.
The reason why we chose the 1957 film is that it stars Frank Sinatra, a fantastic jazz singer, and this is certainly his best film. And he sings songs from the 1930s in it. Songs like The Lady is a Tramp, My Funny Valentine, and There is a Small Hotel, apart from other songs. So the film is about a second-rate nightclub singer and his past love, Rita Hayworth, who was in Burlesque, as Vanessa the Undresser, is funding this club, the Shay Joey, you see, because Joey is Frank Sinatra's name, his character's name in the film, but Kim Novak comes along, the young Kim Novak, and well, she loves Joey, and there's jealousy between Vanessa the Undresser and the young Kim Novak. And eventually, Pal Joey, Frank Sinatra, oh, no, I can't tell you. It's a spoiler. but there is a wonderful moment in the film where Rita Hayworth, as Vanessa the Undresser, sings, although it's Trudy Irwin who is actually doing the singing, sings a song called Zip, which is a burlesque song, and there's this jump cut in the middle of the song where the extra who's been playing drums through the whole film all of a sudden becomes someone different. But the different person is a genuine burlesque drummer, just to get all the grinds and tricks on the drums that are needed for the bumping and grinding in burlesque.
Right.
Yeah, so watch out for that.
The drummer changed person halfway through. Well, it's going to be a fabulous evening at the Avoca Beach Picture Theatre tonight at 7 o'clock. You will catch that wonderful film, Pal Joey, from 1957, but also Greg Poppleton and the Bakelite Broadcasters. You've got a track from that outfit for us right now.
I do. It's from our yet-to-be-released album, possibly to be called Back in Your Own Backyard, which is a 1920 song, which is one of the tracks on the album. But Beyoncé recently released a seminal, no doubt, album called Lemonade. And it made me think of that schoolyard rhyme, you know, milk, chocolate, lemonade. So maybe the title of the album could be Milk Chocolate. What do you think?
I think that sounds pretty nice.
Yeah.
We can catch Greg and his Bakelite broadcast tonight at the Avoca Beach Picture Theatre. Thanks so much, Greg. Happy International Jazz Day to you.
Thank you, Mitch.
You're on to SCR.